Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We're with Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, Dave. Good morning.
Well, we have a city court judge from Cohoes Monday issuing an order challenging the legality of the state's bail reform law.
Yeah, that's right. This sets up the first legal battle over a new law that removes judges' discretions to require defendants post cash bail in order to assure their return to court. This is done by Judge Tom Marcel, who's been a candidate for the federal bench, so he's not an unknown commodity. Anyway, yesterday he invoked the case of a man who for years has repeatedly failed to make court appearances in multiple counties and has declined or neglected to pay fines for traffic violations and other minor offenses. Marcel issued a 12-page decision questioning whether the legislature had, quote-unquote, exceeded its authority by mandating that a court may never impose cash bail on non-qualifying offenses based upon an individual assessment. The defendant in Marcel's court, a fellow named Jonathan Johnston, was arrested last September on charges of aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle and other traffic infractions. He failed to appear in court twice since his arrest, prompting Marcel's issuance of a bench warrant. Despite what he describes as Johnston's incorrigible record of refusing to come to court, the judge has been unable to require Johnston to post bail under the new law.
Well, we have an interesting column by Chris Churchill in the Times Union. It has to do with the mayor of Albany, Kathy Sheehan's endorsement of former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
Yeah, that's right. This came as a bit of a surprise in the newsroom yesterday when she announced her endorsement to Spectrum News. Churchill writes that Sheehan's endorsement is likely to have little impact on the race. I mean, outside of Albany, it's unclear how well she's known. But he points to Bloomberg's history and his positions and how they compare to other Democrats in a race. Bloomberg's definitely the moderate, and he's taken some positions that are really unpopular with Democrats. He backed stop and frisk even after a judge declared unconstitutional, Churchill notes. He also was overt in his praise and efforts to lure billionaires to the city of New York, which a lot of primary voters, as we saw last night, are not terribly interested in happening. Churchill wonders how that's going to play with city dwellers and primary voters once Bloomberg is actually on the ballots. But American voters have shown they don't always care about the prior track record of candidates when they cast ballots.
Finally, it looks like the operator of the Times Union Center bearing your name has been in negotiations to bring back arena football, but it seems like a tricky proposition.
The folks who run the Times Union Center and Albany's county executive had a news conference yesterday to celebrate its 30th anniversary, and a reporter who'd been with us before and started her first day here back yesterday, Masara Makati, was there, and Bob Belva, the GM of the arena, let it slip that they're trying to bring back an arena football team. The Albany Empire team that was here for the last couple of years and won a championship was really popular, as were the Firebirds 20 years ago, but the Arena Football League vanished into bankruptcy in November. Belber says he's pretty confident that the quality of the play in the two remaining Arena Football Leagues will be pretty high and that they might be able to get a team back here in time for the 2021 season. We'll see, but it has been a surprisingly popular lure in downtown Albany whenever there's been an arena football team there.
Especially when they won.
Exactly.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us on Tuesdays. You can read more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks.
Dave, thanks, man. I'll see you next week.
You will.